Good morning and welcome back to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Friday, we talk Texas corn. Today, we have the Texas Corn Producers Board Chairman, Robert Gordon of Dalhart. How are you doing today, Mr. Gordon?
I'm doing good. How are you, Bryce?
I am doing good. So I know that Texas corn and corn producers and the panhandle in the state of Texas are getting ready to start planting and getting kind of on the back burner. I know that we're waiting for some moisture to come through, and some farmers are waiting a little bit longer to plant. So what's the planting season looking like for some of these corn producers?
Well, it's kind of been a slow start this year. When you range from South Texas to North Texas, South Texas probably got corn knee to waist high. And up here, we're just putting it in the ground, so we're kind of spread out all over. But it's been a challenging spring, to say the least. Mm-hmm. With the dry weather, a lot of wind, and, of course, you know, we have had some rain in, in spots, but there's probably a lot more spots that haven't received rain than have. So we're still needing the rain pretty bad.
Yeah, and I know that yesterday we got a little bit of moisture kind of towards the east of us a little bit. So what are farmers expecting? I know we've been talking a lot about the markets and stuff and how things are going very, you know, expensive when it comes to fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer, and even seed cost. You know, what do you think Texas corn producers are going to expect, you know, within this next, you know, planting and growing season?
Well, you know, I think we have an opportunity to make a little money, but it's going to be a tight year. You know, of course, we do have high prices, but we're a long way from raising the crop. And of course, like I said, our input costs are way up. Our nitrogen fertilizer is more than tripled from what it was a year ago. Seed costs weren't up so much this year, but they're going to be a lot higher next year because their cost of production. And it's just going to be a challenging year. If we don't start getting some rain, you know, we can't, you know, we're up here in an irrigated area, mm-hmm. but we can't put 100% of the water on and raise a crop with just irrigation. We have to have some help from Mother Nature to raise a decent crop. So we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us.
So I know that the Texas corn producers are always, you know, having meetings, trying to discuss what is the next best option and looking at different programs for, you know, producers and farmers and trying to help them out. What's some of the things that the Texas Corn Board and some of the meetings and events, what are some of the things that y'all are helping producers with recently?
Well, kind of the thing that's on the front burner right now. You know, we're looking at a new farm bill here in the next couple of years. And, you know, we need a safety net. You know, we have the cheapest, safest food in the world. And I know a lot of people don't think that's true today because prices are going up in the grocery store. And, you know, and we see that too. When you look at it worldwide, we're still cheaper for our food. And, you know, of course, you take that part of that food dollar. Very little of that food dollar actually goes to the producer for production. Most of it's in processing, packaging, trucking, all those other things that have just, those prices have skyrocketed.
And I know that the Farm Bill is really helping farmers with that safety net. I know that the right now the Texas Corn Producers has a survey out for farmers for that Farm Bill. Could you mention a little bit about what that survey does?
Well, we do. We would like to get input from producers, you know, on what they feel their biggest needs are and how we can best, you know, going into this next farm bill cycle to help draft a farm bill that actually works for all producers. And that's what we strive for, you know, the some of the previous farm bills, kind of pick and choose, and it's a tough deal. The part on anything, you know, it's hard to find anything that fits everyone, but we need to come up with something that helps, that is a true safety net, not that kind of works for everybody. And it's not a deal to farmers don't really make money on a farm program, or I hadn't been able to, but you know, there's those years that you really need it to keep going to the next year. And we've got to keep agriculture viable. So that's what we're looking for. We're just looking for input from producers on what their needs are. And hopefully we'll have a lot of producers fill out the survey. Doesn't take long to do it. And we'd sure like to see everybody do it, because we'd love to have their input.
So I know, kind of sticking on the farm bill talk, in high school and FFA, we used to have to read the farm bill, and we talked about a lot of the safety nets, but a big chunk of that farm bill is written for like nutrition programs. What other things could y'all as Texas corn producers want from the farm bill, or besides just the commodity and marketing and economic safety nets, what else would y'all like to see based for corn producers?
Well, you know, of course, a big part of that farm bill is the insurance side of it. That's a big concern to keep that going, because we have to have that insurance to keep us going. And you know, as a producer, you hope you never collect on insurance. But there are those years that you're going to have to. Hopefully to get you through the next year, because you know how Mother Nature is in this country.
Yes, sir. I know that I talk with Texas Wheat every Friday about, kind of like the conditions of how the soil is acting right now. And a lot of it is 70 to 90% very poor. How are the ratings looking like for, you know, even in southern Texas, how some of that stuff's getting some moisture? But up here, what's the conditions kind of looking like, soil wise and ready for planting for some of these producers?
Well, you know, of course, when you're in an irrigated area, you know, we can get enough moisture on to get the crop up. Kind of the trouble is now, we're trying to finish up a wheat crop. Mm-hmm. So we're pushing that water to wheat and we're kind of delayed on some of the corn planting, you know, now where you're not sharing water with a winter crop, you know, you're in pretty good shape, but it's a struggle this year for sure.
It is a struggle. And a second ago, you talked about kind of crop insurance wise. Do you think this could be a year for producers that this might be a year where they might have to cash out, you know, by doing insurance?
Well, there's a possibility of that. Of course, you know, as a producer, we always hope not. Because if we're collecting insurance, we're not making any money. We're just, you know, the insurance is just to kind of keep you going till the next year. Because the input prices are so high. You know, we handle a lot of dollars today, and with very little net return. So, you know, it's a challenge.
It is going to be a challenge for farmers, and hopefully Mother Nature can bless us a little bit and give us some more moisture. But again, I got to thank you so much, Mr. Gordon, for coming out and getting to talk a little bit about corn and kind of what's going on out there in the fields and what we hope to see in that farm bill.
Well, Bryce, I really appreciate being on today.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studio. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Friday, and a happy and great weekend.